welcome to the New Zealand Executive Career Guide, a series of podcasts aimed at discussing current trends in the New Zealand job market with a view to assisting senior executives and senior professionals in taking their careers and companies to the next level. I'm Stephen Levy with New Zealand executive search firm Hobson Levy, and in this ongoing series we will explore a number of issues of particular relevance to the Australian and New Zealand job markets. Above all, we hope to add some value to you in your quest to take your career to the next level. In our previous podcast, I considered whether the apparent shortage of partnership opportunities in the large corporate firms is as real as it seems, and concluded that it is. It takes considerably longer to make partner than it did a generation ago, and the application of the leverage model has led to a large pool of senior associates, numbering nationally in the hundreds, chasing a small number of partnership slots. In this podcast, I intend to discuss the response of both the law firms and their senior lawyers to this new structural dynamic, particularly given the backdrop of the huge shortage of mid-level lawyers in the larger firms. I will also consider how it affects smaller and regional firms. I will then discuss the options open to senior associates outside the large corporate firms. These include small to medium-sized city firms, the bar, moving in-house, moving to a regional firm, and leaving legal practice altogether. Finally, I will also consider the succession issues that will inevitably arise in the large firms when the current generation of partners begins to retire and there is potentially a shortage of Generation Y lawyers to replace them. A static market always presents challenges for any market players. So what do senior associates in the large firms think of the current situation? Clearly it is the cause of frustration in many, but others are remarkably philosophical. Unsurprisingly, no senior associates currently residing in the large firms were prepared to go on the record to discuss this, but a number of current and former senior lawyers were happy to share their views with me on an unnamed basis. One current 10-year-plus qualified lawyer I spoke to described the path to partnership as a bit of a lottery. You have to be in the right place at the right time. They went on to describe how they keep making up more and more senior associates, which just adds to the pressure and is pretty demotivating. Clearly, reaching that partnership goal is getting harder and harder. The consensus position in the larger firms seems to be that to be considered for partner, an individual needs to have a practice of around 1.2 to 1.5 million attributable to them. That is, their personal billings and the billings of the solicitors in their team whom they pass work to. This forms the basic business case to then push for partnership. But the numbers alone are not enough. One former senior associate described to me how you must have an influential partner as your champion. If your partner is not doing their numbers, you will struggle to get through. Senior associates need to choose who they work for very carefully. This same individual noted that in recent years it has got harder and harder, and the amount of detail required greater and greater, pages and pages of it. That you are a good lawyer is a given. You then need the numbers and the best possible business case, because that business case will have a negative blowtorch applied to it by the rest of the partnership, and it needs to be able to withstand that. So in many ways, the large number of senior associates, while demotivating, is also a bit of a distraction. Ambitious lawyers wanting to make partner need to focus simply on being in the right firm where opportunities in their practice area do exist, who they align themselves with in that firm, and on constructing an ironclad business case based on the two things you can bank, clients and money. Lawyers wanting to advance to partnership need to manage their careers. It is not enough today to simply work hard and be a good guy or girl. One needs to proactively manage one's career, focusing on where the strongest partnership opportunity lies and developing the clients and relationships to get there. What about